Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. CPN UML unveils election manifesto. Party pledges to boost GDP to 100 trillion rupees in 5 years. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dhoba says government has prioritized climate change and environmental protection. Indian government provides 200 vehicles to Nepal to assist election logistic management. And North Korea threatens U.S. with powerful measures as U.S. and South Korea begin joint drills. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dhoba has said Nepal is at high risk due to regional and global climate change. He mentioned that Nepalese have to face different challenges due to global temperature rise and various extreme climate events induced by climate change. In the first meeting of the National Council for Environmental Protection and Climate Change Management, the Prime Minister informed that the government has prioritized climate change and environmental protection. The council meeting held today under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Dhoba passed important policy documents related to the environment. The CPN UML has unveiled its manifesto for the House of Representatives and Province Assembly elections set for 20th of November. The UML in its manifesto has emphasized the welfare and sovereignty of the nation as well as political stability. In the manifesto unveiled digitally today, the party has claimed to boost the national GDP to 100 trillion rupees within 5 years. Likewise, the party has pledged to increase Nepalese per capita income to $2,400 in the next 5 years. Other agenda put forth by the manifesto include granting approval within 7 days of the submission of an application for the registration of industry and enterprises. It also presented 20 bases for the implementation of its manifesto. The Election Commission has printed ballot papers for 70 districts so far. Printing of ballot papers is awaited for Kathmandu, Lalitpur, Bhaktapur, Bara, Dhanusa, Sarlahi and Rohtak. As per the update provided by the Election Commission, it has printed 40 million ballot papers under the proportional representation system and 31.05 million ballot papers under the first-past-the-post electoral system. The printing of ballot papers under the proportional representation has been already completed and the materials have been transported to 75 districts. Assistant spokesperson of the Commission, Surya Prasad Aryal, said the Commission now needs to print about 8.4 million ballot papers required for the remaining 7 districts. The Election Commission has sought 9 clarifications in a day acting on the complaints related to violation of the Code of Conduct issued for the upcoming federal and provincial elections. The Commission has sent separate letters to those bearing beneficial post-election candidates, local representatives, teachers and government employees, among others seeking clarification within 24 hours. Urging all sides to comply with the Code of Conduct, Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari said investigation and action would be initiated acting on the complaint. The Election Commission has sought 60 clarifications out of a total of 150 complaints received so far. India has provided 200 vehicles to Nepal for election purposes. In a ceremony organized in Kathmandu today, Indian Ambassador to Nepal, Naveen Srivastav, handed over the vehicles to Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma as a gift from India. The Nepal government will use the vehicles for logistic support to various institutions during the elections. Meantime, Finance Minister Sharma thanked the government and people of India for their continued support to Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupees, mutton khana 200 rupees. Oi, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*14 हेस डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Dean Richard Thompson held a meeting with the CPN Mao Center Chairperson Pushpa Kamal Dahal present today. Leader Dahal's secretariat said during the meeting the two discussed the issues of bilateral relations, Nepali politics and economic development. On the occasion, Chairman Dahal expressed gratitude to the United States and its people for their assistance to Nepal. U.S. Ambassador Thompson assured that the U.S. would continue its assistance to Nepal in order to achieve sustainable and inclusive financial development. He also believed that the 75-year-old relations with Nepal would be further developed in his tenure. Likewise, U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Thompson paid a courtesy call on Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma. Finance Minister's Secretariat informed that during the meeting held at the Finance Ministry today, the discussions was held on the issues of bilateral interest and cooperation. Similarly, U.S. Ambassador Thompson paid a courtesy call on Chief of Army Staff Prabhuram Sharma. The Nepali Army Directorate of Public Relations and Information said the matters of bilateral relations and mutual interest were discussed during the meeting held at Nepal Army Headquarters. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News. Now on to some international news updates. North Korea has threatened the U.S. with powerful follow-up measures if it does not stop conducting joint military drills with South Korea. Issuing a statement today, North Korea's foreign ministry said North Korea would take into account more powerful follow-up measures if the U.S. continuously persisted its grave military provocations. It added that the U.S. should stop the useless and ineffective war exercises at once if it does not want any serious development not suited to its security interest. The U.S. and South Korea on Monday began one of their largest combined military year drill, which will end on Friday. North Korea has also launched a series of missiles in recent weeks in response to the various drills. This follows intelligence report that Pyongyang is preparing for its first nuclear weapon test since 2017. At least 13 people were killed following a raid by the Malian army and a group that locals identified as Russia's Wagner mercenary group. According to the AFP news agency, they said the army and the mercenaries targeted ethnic Fulanis during the raid. Residents said a woman and child were among those killed in the attack on the Mopti regions. Several suspected jihadists were also arrested during the operation. An association for the promotion of Fulani culture claimed that more than 20 civilians were killed in the area, but this was denied by a Malian military source. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in Karnali province and Sudhir Paschim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN-UML unveils election manifesto. Party pledges to boost GDP to 100 trillion rupees in 5 years. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba says government has prioritized climate change and environmental protection. Indian government provides 200 vehicles to Nepal to assist election logistic management. And North Korea threatens U.S. with powerful measures as U.S. and South Korea begin joint drills. That's the end of News Bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.mp for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.